learn about a pine tree from a pine tree, and a bamboo plant from a bamboo plant. Matsuo Basho. William Oram's first collection of stories won the Great Lakes Colleges Association Award in 2000. His poetry and fiction have appeared in over 60 journals and have twice been nominated for the Pushcart Prize. This year he was a finalist for the Pablo Neruda Prize and a semi-finalist for the Catherine A. Morton Prize in Poetry. He's my poet of choice for today's Poets Weave program. I am Jenny Kander. St. Francis to the Birds. In time they'll say I came to bring you my own song, a canticle of bleeding men and tears around a stony head of Palestine. Dear ones, it is not so. I come to hear. Grant me for grace just what is stitched inside your breasts and drives the downy life from which you grow. Grant me the new leaping heart tapping in the nested clutch, the sky stuff filtered in your bones. With clay and scratching, too, we make our feeble ways. With bickering and stabs we mind our seed. Our lives are like, and I shall bow this day among the tents of feathered ministry, for I have found them wrapped in limbs of air who would not stoop to pray. I come to hear. Sonnet. One comes then, faintly conscious. One comes then, faintly conscious as of rain, or just the consciousness of being held to life. The light is clear and true. In later times, such days will smart against your memory's bone. The Catholic grain was milled after the sheaf and graduated you. The church did clap its stones. Then childhood rounds its street, and if done well, it knows delight and how to shape its vowels. No racks or pins were so, but in the head where all remembered hurts find echoes wall. The violence of a drunken dam, that house that lying in was like a needle bed. The sun's as fresh as when you first began. We start to live again. Crucifix, Church of the Most Blessed Sacrament, Washington, D.C. Stretched out in alabaster, now they see the supple-muscled man, a plaster-cast display of medieval panes fixed to a nave, blue wires and crumbled paint. It's lovely, in the way cadavers sometimes are, vein-marbled arms and bone-struck feet, the wincing, simple face, the painted hair. A thousand pricks of bees adorn his flanks, and he adorns a star-filled space. This starts you hating bodies all your life, beginning with your own. In time you'll fault the mirror's lively bursts, seeing this crime, and shrink at last from touch, like snails from salt. The beating heart drip-drops its doleful woes. The children, filing past, go ones and twos. Then, when the pupils have finished their seeing business and the mouth has been thanked for its work, and the fingers which fluted many times the edges of the sheets to correctness on the footless bed and fitted in like motion pillows into their quick envelopes are put away, and the days and their corresponding hours with their qualities and colours are complete, along with the pillows, along with the folded sheets, along with the clothing on cool wooden racks and the paperwork now completed, then sit, you the still living, the daughter, the son, or the simple friend, by one particular window that acknowledges your shape, and hear the sparrows waken to announce this, what is come, the first morning of this novel season. You've been listening to poems by William Oram on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.